From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with conductor Lahav Shani will continue in just a few minutes. We'll hear Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 9, The Great C Major Symphony. It's a piece often referred to as the Symphony No. 9, but it's quite clear now that it was not, in fact, the Ninth Symphony Schubert wrote. It was actually the Eighth. But to avoid confusion with the unfinished symphony, traditionally known as the Eighth, we'll follow the Boston Symphony's own program book and simply refer to this piece as the Great C Major Symphony. The name is meant to distinguish it from an earlier C Major Symphony by Schubert that's known as the Little Symphony. The place of the Great C Major Symphony in the context of the rest of the composer's work might be illustrated by taking a look at two iconic works of art you'll find in Boston. On the wall of the main entranceway of Symphony Hall hangs a portrait of the BSO's founder, Henry Lee Higginson. Beautifully textured, substantial in its dimensions, and filled with character, it's one of many masterpieces by one of the great portrait artists of all time, John Singer Sargent. But if you walk out of Symphony Hall and down Huntington Avenue to the Museum of Fine Arts, you'll find a collection of Sargent's work on an entirely different level, literally. On the walls and ceilings of the main staircase and rotunda are murals Sargent painted roughly 15 years after that Higginson portrait. They're larger than life, filling an already grand space with the qualities that made Sargent such a compelling artist. In the same way, the symphony Schubert wrote before his great C major lacked nothing in craft and beauty, just as Sargent's portraits of Higginson and others are true masterpieces. But like the murals at the MFA, the great C major brings everything Schubert did well as a composer and transmits all of it on a scale much larger than any composer, not named Beethoven, had ever tried before. Completed only a couple of years before the composer's death, it seems that Schubert only heard the piece one time when one of the finer orchestras in Vienna gave it in a rehearsal reading. It wasn't until 1839 that the piece was heard in public when Mendelssohn, whose violin concerto we heard in the first half of this concert, conducted a performance by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. And even then, it was in a heavily edited and cut version. That first performance might even never have happened if not for a trip to Vienna by Robert Schumann. He paid a visit to Schubert's brother Ferdinand on New Year's Day of 1837, just over 8 years after Schubert had died. And upon seeing the stacks of music never cataloged and for the most part never heard anywhere out of Schubert's own studio, he discovered it in a volume of 130 pages. And we're about to hear it. Here's our conductor, Lahav Shani, to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with Schubert's great C major symphony from WCRB. Schubert's great C major symphony, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Lahav Shani, 27-year-old Israeli conductor making his BSO debut this afternoon, and I might add conducting without a score, opening with the overture to The Marriage of Figaro, then the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with Joshua Bell. Quite an afternoon for this young man. Born in Tel Aviv, started his piano studies at age 6 at the Bachman Meda School of Music in Tel Aviv, then went on to complete his studies in conducting at the Academy of Music Hans Eisler Berlin, and in recent years he's been mentored by Daniel Barenboim. He has left the stage, but the audience, many of them standing down front in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed, and here he is, Lahav Shani, asking John Farrillo, Principal Obo, to take a bow. Elizabeth Hosling now standing for her flute solo. Members of the brass section now being singled out. All of the winds up. Percussion section. Horns. Lahav Shani, by the way, launched his conducting career after winning first prize at the Gustav Mahler International Conducting Competition. And in 2017-2018 season, he'll become principal guest conductor of the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, standing in the podium, being applauded by thousands here at Tanglewood on a beautiful summer afternoon for his performance of the closing work on this program, Schubert's Great C Major Symphony. By the way, he will be performing with other orchestras in the United States as conductor, guest conductor with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Remember, you can hear Tanglewood concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to this beautiful place in the Berkshires. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. As the applause continues for our young 27-year-old conductor making quite a debut this afternoon, Lahav Shani, heading to the stage door. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliot Ross, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. Thanks, as always, to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood.